From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. On today's program, we've been covering Hurricane Gustav and developments in the presidential race and the Republican convention. Now, at the end of this hour, we're going to take a break from the news to hear about movies. It's that time when fall films start coming out, the serious ones hoping to score the perfect combination of Oscar buzz and box office gold. Bob Mondello has this selective preview of what's in store for the fall.
Oscar season looming, and oh, the drama, epics, westerns, war movies, and that masterpiece theater sensibility in the 18th century melodrama,
The Duchess of Devonshire.
Keira Knightley is a British aristocrat who dabbles in politics.
How's the campaign doing?
Terribly.
Perhaps we could use my ability to draw attention to our advantage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Charles Grey.
Change is upon us.
One thing that change apparently doesn't affect is campaign rhetoric. Other films with a political bent this fall include Milk, the real-life tragedy of assassinated gay leader Harvey Milk, played by Sean Penn, and director Oliver Stone, who's explored the legacies of past presidents in his films JFK and Nixon, offers a comic portrait of a sitting president in W.
Parting, chasing tail, driving drunk.
I got it. Oh!
Who do you think you are?
A Kennedy?
You're a Bush. Act like one.
While Oliver Stone skewers a political dynasty, director Barry Levinson will skewer Hollywood in What Just Happened? With talent agent Robert De Niro fending off daily catastrophe.
Talk to me.
You're not going
to
believe it. He's fat.
Bruce Willis is overweight?
With a Grizzly Adams beard.
Audiences want to know it's you, Bruce.
What are you talking about? They're not going to recognize me, Ben? Oh, where'd Bruce go? Oh, look, there he is. I see him right there, the guy with the beard.
Credit Willis with being a good sport. Other fall comedies include an updated remake of the 1930s backbiting sensation, The Women, without Claire Booth Luce's dialogue, which seems a shame, but with a cast that includes Meg Ryan, Jada Pinkett Smith, Bette Midler, and Candice Bergen.
I heard what happened. I ordered you a gimlet. I know you don't drink in the afternoon, but you will eventually, so why not start now?
Also going for laughs are the Coen brothers, who appear to be in a Fargo frame of mind with their CIA versus gym rats comedy, Burn After Reading, and British director Mike Lee, whose happy-go-lucky is about a woman so relentlessly cheerful, she's almost alarming.
Have you ever had a driving lesson before?
Yeah. No, wasn't really a lesson.
You know, you can make jokes while you're driving, but you will crash and you will die laughing.
Well, if you're gonna go, that's the best way to go, I suppose.
Happy-Go-Lucky has been getting rapturous reviews in Europe. The word is more mixed on Charlie Kaufman's Synecdoche, New York, but the concept's pretty cool. It's about a theater director who tries to recreate Manhattan life-size in a warehouse. Word is that director Jonathan Demme is in peak form with his domestic drama, Rachel Getting Married, about a family's black sheep returning to the fold. And Spike Lee will have an intriguing change of pace with Miracle at St. Anna. A World War II drama in which black soldiers get separated from their unit after one of them risks his life to save a child.
American.
We are Italians.
You got a boy that needs help. I don't know how the hell we got past German lines, but we're surrounded.
You ain't got to be scared. Feel that magic. All you got to do is believe in it.
World War II's Pacific Front is represented in Baz Luhrmann's sweeping epic, Australia, starring the Down Under stars Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman, and another Australian actor, Russell Crowe, will play a duplicitous American in a more current war, battling Al-Qaeda with Leo DiCaprio in Body of Lies.
A global war requires constant diligence in order to suppress. Our allegedly unsophisticated enemy has realized that we are an easy target. Our world is a lot simpler to put to an end than you might think.
That's a sentiment that will be borne out rather literally in a series of cinematic apocalypses. A plague darkens humanity's outlook in blindness.
What's the matter?
I can't see. Somehow that patient infected me.
That's impossible. Nobody goes blind like that.
Good morning, Minister. Some strange calls this morning.
My fellow citizens, like so many of you, I have gone blind.
And if that isn't sufficiently apocalyptic, there's Cormac McCarthy's The Road, in which a father trudges with his young son across an America that can no longer sustain life. And if you prefer your apocalypse now, well, what better evidence could there be of the end of life as we know it than High School Musical 3?
Right now I can hardly breathe.
Oh, you can do it, just know that I believe.
More down-to-earth teenagers inhabit the romantic comedy Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, played by Michael Cera and Kat Dennings, fresh-faced stars in a season with lots of star turns. Jamie Foxx as a homeless musical prodigy in The Soloist, Greg Kinnear as an abused inventor in Flash of Genius, Viggo Mortensen and Ed Harris as Western lawmen in Appaloosa, and Angelina Jolie as the distressed mother of a kidnapped child in The Changeling.
Well, aren't you gonna...
That's not my son.
Well, I'm sure you're mistaken.
I'm not mistaken.
Well, he's been through 5 terrible long months. He's lost weight. He's changed.
I would know my own son.
With quite a few children in peril at the multiplex this fall, it's probably a good thing that there are also films for children. Talking Pooches in Beverly Hills Chihuahua, animated lions, zebras, and hippos in Madagascar Escape to Africa, and an animated superhero puppy who doesn't know he's just an actor in Bolt.
You'll never see Penny again!
And cut!
Oh, don't let him out! He's never been off the set before!
I'm coming, Penny!
Production of the hit television show Bolt shut down today when its star dog went missing.
Kid pictures generally make big bucks in the fall, but they're unlikely to best the season's one guaranteed blockbuster, headed by a hero who's also gone missing, as it happens, in an adventure that picks up just moments after we last saw him in Casino Royale. We're talking 007.
Restrict Bond's movements. Put a stop on his passport. Find Bond.
How long have I got?
30 seconds.
That doesn't give us a lot of time.
The title is Quantum of Solace, a mouthful, but the producers promise more gadgets, more gorgeous women, more Daniel Craig, and more of the original theme music that the last 007 movie was so short on. Can you wait? I'm Bob Mondello.